This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. There's plenty to talk about on Friday. While health care and the White House drama attracted most media attention, there were other things that were important happening behind the scenes. The decision was made to drop the border tax from the House tax bill. The concept was that businesses could not deduct imported items as expenses. For example, a grain handling equipment company that bought a part from China could not deduct the cost of the part. The border tax would have raised $1 trillion that they intended to use as an offset for the corporate tax cut, so that tax cut would not increase the deficit. Big retailers balked strongly, fighting the provision. You can imagine how much Walmart invested in lobbyists to kill that bill. The ag sector did not want it either, fearing that there would be retaliation for such a measure. Few really believed that we could put a $1 trillion tax on imports of our trade partners without them doing something reciprocal. The GOP had intended to pick up another $1 trillion or so from health care reform to use as an offset for the tax bill to reduce the impact that lowering taxes would have on the deficit. They have also considered eliminating the interest deduction and the deduction for paying other taxes from the federal return. Frankly, the failure to get health care and border tax offsets increases the odds that they'll eliminate the deduction for state and local taxes paid. That means that farmers would not be able to deduct property taxes. The impact varies between states and would be huge for Nebraska farmers who pay high farm property taxes. They did not want to water down the size of the tax cut, but without offsets, the impact on the deficit could be huge. President Trump wants a 15% corporate tax, and as long as it applies to pass-through income, so do I. But 25% is said to be deficit neutral. The bad news is that Washington is in such a poor, sad state of affairs that the rest of the world is losing confidence in the competence of the U.S. This is weighing on the U.S. dollar. Foreign trust is eroding in the ability of this country to respond to global geopolitics in a rational manner. The inability to add fiscal stimulus to the U.S. economy means that GDP is gliding along on past momentum rather than flying under power with engines purring. The Commerce Department says that this is the third longest but weakest economic recovery expansion since World War II, and it needs more gas put in the tank or it will sputter and gravity will prevail. The inability to do health care reduces the ability to pass tax legislation with new thrust. Weakness begets weakness. The dollar surged on the Trump election and has unraveled since, falling below election levels. Dollar weakness reflects disappointment. The dollar is weakening because of the view that U.S. economic prospects are heading toward stagnation, with the Fed focused on tightening monetary policy, with poor prospects of Washington enacting fiscal stimulus. The good news for commodity producers is that the dollar is weakening. That will make U.S. commodities more competitive in global markets, and our ag trade competitors less so. The JBS scandal-related weakness in the Brazilian real has faded, which means that, given strength in the real, that U.S. corn and soybean values have increased relative to Brazilian corn and soybeans. This should make U.S. products cheaper in foreign currency and benefit the narrowing of trade deficits, which are such a sore spot with this president. Dollar weakness has been particularly good for meat exports. Given the corresponding increase in chicken, beef, and pork supplies looming later this year into 2018, as these industries expand, exports will be critical to these prices and industries. The great concern is going to be over burgeoning meat supply at year-end. The broiler industry boosted egg sets 5%. The pork industry will be ramping up new kill capacity with an accompanying surge in pork production. With heavy feeder cattle placements boosting on-feed numbers, feedlot marketings will surge at year-end too. If just one of these industries was ramping up production, it would compete against the others for market share. When they all ramp up together, this has potential to be one heck of a slug of larger meat supply, all looking for more room on plates. Exports had better ramp up accordingly, or Americans are going to be asked to consume some very cheap meat before the year is over and in 2018. Are they that hungry? These industries are going to find out, competing for market share. A footnote on grain markets. We're all waiting for the next move from the weather. The drought is still expanding, slowly. There was not enough rain to stabilize the overall crop condition, with many crops on edge of much more severe damage. Cool temperatures allow a reprieve. What comes next for the Western Corn Belt, rain or more heat, will determine whether there is a yield-crunching premature end to the growing season for corn, and how soybeans will fare during their critical reproductive month of August. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.